Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. The series continues. We've got Brian Hawley on the phone line with Stratford Fighting Irish Hockey. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you doing today?
Doing great. So the series continues with Game 5 of this weekend. But first off, let's take a look at, man, that was quite a weekend last weekend for hockey.
Well, it just seems like every single game these two teams play is a nail biter. And that was certainly the case this past weekend. Game 3 was up in Tilbury with Stratford up 2-0. And they didn't get out to the start they wanted. They had a couple of defensive breakdowns in the first period, a little 3-on-3, that little miscommunication, and Sammy Bango opened the scoring. And then there was a puck went behind the net while Stratford was on the power play. No less than three Irish chased the puck carrier behind the net, left Dylan Denemy alone in front of the net. He's the MVP of the league, and he did what MVPs normally do when you leave him in front of the net. He scored on Zach Weir, and Stratford bounced back with a shorty later on in the period by Matt Henderson. They were down 2-1 after one. And the second period, though, was one of the better ones that I've seen Stratford play in the playoffs. They scored 4 goals. They had 21 shots on net. Unfortunately, they still had some penalty trouble, though, in the second period. So they ended up leading this 5-4 after 2 periods. And then they just got shocked in the third. It looked like they were in pretty good shape. They were playing well. They were skating well. Then suddenly Tilbury scored 2 goals in 40 seconds to take a 6-5 lead, and then it was the Ryan Polidori show in the Tilbury net. There was an utter barrage on him through the last 12 or 13 minutes of the third period. Incredible pad save, an unbelievable glove save, a crossbar, but Stratford just couldn't put the puck in the net, and they lost 6-5, made series 2-1.
Yeah, what a close one that was. But then it was right back at the Almond Arena for Sunday.
Well, Sunday afternoon was another really good hockey game. And again, I keep saying the speed of the game between these two teams is so fun to watch. Both teams are loaded up with speedy forwards. Now, the first thing that went in Stratford's favor on Sunday was the fact that Tilbury was missing 2 of their better players. They were missing Travis Winkworth, their second-line center iceman, and Grant Jennings, probably their best defenseman, certainly their best skating defenseman anyway. So they were a little bit shorthanded, and Stratford came out house on fire. They scored 2 goals in the first 7 or 8 minutes, Jaden Pekka and Christian Pulillo. And then it was, by and large, the Zach Magwood show after that, because he scored an unbelievable goal off the backhand on a great feed from former Stratford Culleton Terry Casey. He made it 3-0, and they were looking like they might run them out of the rink. But to credit to Tilbury, they came out in the second period, had a real good pushback, got it to 3-2, and if not for some solid goaltending from Zach Weir, they would have tied it up, maybe even taken the lead, until Magwood struck again. He found a seam on a rush and just crossed over to his right, and when he shrugs his shoulders, that puck just explodes off his stick, and they made it 4-2. Then they locked it down defensively in the thirds, got an empty netter by Cameron Stokes, and pulled away 5-2 and 3-1 lead, and one win away from the final series.
Yeah, you bet. So we're back at the Almond Arena for Saturday night, is that right?
Yeah, we're back on our regular home time now at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And I tell you what, folks, if you have any opportunity to get out to see the rink, there's a little break for the Warriors. I got to say a shout out to them for winning their first round series 4-0 over LaSalle. And they're going to be off for another week or so before they take on Chatham. Les will tell you all about that, I'm sure. And so this is the only game going on at the Willie this weekend. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, like I said, one win away from the championship series.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. So it's Stratford Fighting Irish and Tilbury. It is Saturday night, 7 o'clock. Stratford Fighting Irish could wrap this up. Shall we say, Brian, for whatever reason that doesn't happen, when's the next game?
Well, game 6, should they not get the job done, is Sunday up in Tilbury at 5:30. And if Tilbury pushes it to 7, the game 7 will be Wednesday night, and I'm just not 100% sure on the time. I think it's 7:30, but I have to double check. So we're hoping that's not going to happen. We're hoping they'll get the job done tomorrow night at home. And but like I said, if need be, they got to go up to Tilbury for game 6 at 5:30.
Yeah, fair enough. I imagine they're feeling pretty confident heading into Saturday night. Is that fair to say?
Well, the margins have been thin, but they have still held to that speed and skill up front that is causing them all kinds of trouble. And Ryan Polidori. If not for him, this series would be over by now. So you just, that's the only thing that scares you is a hot goaltender in the playoffs, right? So if he continues to play like he has been, he's going to continue to make it real difficult on Stratford.
It's been quite a series, but again, a reminder, Irish do lead this series 3-1. It could wrap up this Saturday night for Game 5 of this best-of-seven series. It is semi-final hockey at its finest, and yeah, you can check it out. Stratford Fighting Irish, that's Saturday night at 7 o'clock, and Brian Hawley with all the details. Brian, this has been a great series, and really appreciate your analysis.
Well, thanks for having me on, and we sure hope we're in for another long spring in the Willie like we did a couple of years ago when the Irish won the championship and the Warriors went all the way to the Sutherland Cup Finals. So hopefully there'll be hockey in the Willie all spring long this year.
You bet. That sounds great. Brian Hawley, thanks, Brian. Have a great game Saturday.
It's always my pleasure. Thanks, Jamie.